It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, May 14th, 2018. Today's the birthday of German orchestra conductor Otto Klemperer, born in 1885 in Breslau, the site of a three-month-long siege at the end of World War II. With the end of the fighting and Germany's capitulation, the region was returned to Poland, and the city took back its original name, Wrocław. Klemperer studied in Frankfurt and Berlin, and on the recommendation of Gustav Mahler, he was made conductor of the German National Theater at Prague in 1907. Between 1910 and 1927, he conducted for operas in Hamburg, Bremen, Strasbourg, Cologne, and Wiesbaden. In 1927, he became director of the Kroll Opera in Berlin, where he expanded the repertory to include works by Paul Hindemith, Ernst Krenek, and Igor Stravinsky. In 1933, once the Nazi Party had reached power, Klemperer, who was Jewish, left Germany and moved to the United States. He had previously converted to Catholicism, but returned to his Jewish roots at the end of his life. In the U.S., he was appointed music director for the Los Angeles Philharmonic and was granted citizenship in 1937. He was conductor of the Budapest Opera from 1947 to 1950. In his later years, he was especially known for his interpretations of Beethoven, Bruckner, and Mahler, as well as for his updated versions of the core opera repertory, such as Beethoven's Fidelio. At age 70, Klemperer began one of the most acclaimed periods of his career as music director of the Philharmonia and New Philharmonia orchestras in London, with which he made many recordings. His own compositions include an opera, 9 string quartets, 6 symphonies, 17 pieces for voice and orchestra, and numerous songs. His views on music can be found in a collection edited by Martin Anderson, Klemperer on Music, Shavings from a Musician's Workbench, as well as in Conversations with Klemperer, compiled and edited by Peter Hayworth. He had another claim to fame as the father of German-American actor and musician Werner Klemperer. A fine classical violinist, Werner Klemperer is best known as Colonel Wilhelm Klink, the inept, cowardly, and self-serving commandant of Stalag 13 on Hogan's Heroes, which aired from 1965 to 1971. Sensitive to his Jewish heritage and conscious that he would be playing the role of a German officer during the Nazi regime, Klemperer agreed to take the part only on the condition that Klink would be portrayed as a complete fool who never succeeded. When the actor's father, the famous conductor, saw his first episode of Hogan's Heroes, he said to his son, "Your work is good, but who's the author of this material?" In addition to the character's bumblings, Klink was also remembered for his excruciating violin playing, spoofing Klemperer's own talent for the violin. For his performance as Klink, Klemperer received 6 Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor, winning in 1968 and in 1969. His father, Otto, died in Zurich in 1973 at age 88. His celebrity son survived until the year 2000, when he succumbed to cancer at age 80. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 14th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.